As we speak, around 7,000 households, we're told, are still without power. Phil Marsh is the company's, well, very busy network operations manager. Hello to you, Phil.
Hello there, Rachel.
You've just come from a briefing. What's the latest?
Oh, well, we got some good news. There was a little cheer in our control room. So we've managed to get the townships of Taiape and Waiuru on supply.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so that's great. I mean, some of those rural lines that leave those townships, they're still off supply, but we're working on that now.
What are some of those townships then? Ratahi, places like that?
Oh, Ratahi's online as well. They got disrupted yesterday, but we've had them on for the last day, so they're okay. We're working in, you know, many of the other areas of our network as well, but we've had to ground the helicopters for today. The weather's turned a little bit poor again in Taiape, so we've got helicopters operating down in Wairarapa and across the Tararua ranges.
What are the challenges you're facing out there?
You know, we seem to have been hit by all three things this time, snow, rain and wind together. And really that snow, that's just slowing everything down. We can't get to sites, we can't survey what damage we're looking at. It's just been a dreadful, really, past couple of days. And, you know, obviously those folk in Taiape and Waiuru, no more hit than those guys.
You've got lines down, have you?
Yes, we've got lines down. We know we've got lines down just outside Taiape, and we're trying to get to those sites now. The plan will be first thing tomorrow, when we can get the helicopters up, we'll be airlifting faultmen into those areas, assessing the damage, repairing it or isolating that damaged areas, and then restoring as best we can.
Some will still be without power, I imagine, for, you know, at least another day. Roughly, you've got any idea on the number of people without power at the moment, or the number of households?
Yeah, we're down around about the 4,000 customer mark at the minute, so we've made a really good gain in the last couple of hours. We think we'll get about another 1,000 on by the end of today. We'll be working right up till 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. We'll still be working past that point, but we're going to conserve our crews until we get the full daylight effect.
So what areas in particular, those 3,000 or so will be without power, what areas are still in the dark?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be probably the 1,000 to 1,500 in the Taiape Waiuru extra rural area. We've still got people off in Tanui, which is in the Wairarapa, and we still have people off in Pongaroa, which is the eastern side of the Tararuas. Pongaroa, however, we are expecting to recover, and Tanui, we're expecting to recover partially tonight.
All the very best of luck with that, Phil Marsh. So a number of houses back on, but still many people freezing cold out there without power.